The first reading this morning is from Isaiah 56, verse 1 and verse 6 to 8. Thus says the Lord, maintain justice and do what is right, for soon my salvation will come and my deliverance be revealed. And the foreigners who joined themselves to the Lord, to minister to him, to love the name of the Lord, and to be his servants, all who keep the Sabbath and do not profane it, and hold fast my covenant, these I will bring to my holy mountain, and make them joyful in my house of prayer. Their burnt offerings and their sacrifices will be accepted on my altar, for my house shall be called a house of prayer for all peoples. Thus says the Lord God, who gathers the outcasts of Israel, I will gather others to them besides those already gathered. The word of the Lord. Now, Psalms 67. May God be merciful to us and bless us. May the light of God's face shine upon us. Let your way be known upon earth, your saving health among all nations. Let the peoples praise you, O God. Let all the peoples praise you. Let the nations be glad and sing for joy, for you judge the peoples with equity and guide all the nations on earth. Let the peoples praise you, O God. Let all the peoples praise you. The earth has brought forth its increase. God, our own God, has blessed us. May God give us blessing, and may all the ends of the earth stand in awe. The second reading this morning is from Romans chapter 11, verses 1 to 2a and 29 to 32. A reading from Romans. Paul writes, I ask then, has God rejected his people? By no means. I myself am an Israelite, a descendant of Abraham, a member of the tribe of Benjamin. God has not rejected his people whom he foreknew. For the gifts and the calling of God are irrevocable, just as you were once disobedient to God, but have now received mercy because of their disobedience. So they have now been disobedient in order that, by the mercy shown to you, they too may now receive mercy. For God has imprisoned all in disobedience, so that he may be merciful to all. The word of the Lord.
Our gospel reading this morning is from Matthew chapter 15, verses 10 to 20 and 21 to 28. The Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus called the crowd to him and said to them, Listen and understand. It is not what goes into the mouth that defiles a person, but it is what comes out of the mouth that defiles. Then the disciples approached and said to him, Do you know that the Pharisees took offense when they heard what you said? He answered, Every plant that my heavenly Father has not planted will be uprooted. Let them alone. They are blind guides of the blind. And if one blind person guides another, both will fall into a pit. But Peter said to him, Explain this parable to us. Then he said, Are you also still without understanding? Do you not see that whatever goes into the mouth enters the stomach and goes out into the sewer? But what comes out of the mouth proceeds from the heart, and this is what defiles. For out of the heart come evil intentions, murder, adultery, fornication, theft, false witness, slander. These are what defile a person, but to eat with unwashed hands does not defile. Jesus left that place and went away to the district of Tyre and Sidon. Just then, a Canaanite woman from that region came out and started shouting, Have mercy on me, Lord, son of David. My daughter is tormented by a demon. But he did not answer her at all. And his disciples came and urged him, saying, Send her away, for she keeps shouting after us. He answered, I was only sent to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. But she came and knelt before him, saying, Lord, help me. He answered, It is not fair to take the children's food and throw it to the dogs. She said, Yes, Lord. Even the dogs eat the crumbs that fall from their master's table. Then Jesus answered her, Woman, great is your faith. Let it be done for you as you wish. and her daughter was healed instantly. The Gospel of our Lord. Have you ever had a mental block, knowing that you had to get something done and it just was not happening? Well, that was me this week, because I think I wrote 5 different sermons in my head for today. I would think I had the right trajectory of where I wanted to go, and something else would pop into my brain, and this seemed to happen day after day. Now, maybe it was because I was on holidays last week, and it was taking me a little while to get back into preaching mode. But I do not think this was the only reason I was having issues. Now, don't get me wrong, I love the gospel reading this week. I love the content and the emotion, but there is almost too much going on, leaving too much that I could preach on. But more importantly, at least for me, was the thought that Jesus didn't seem to act very caring when the unnamed Canaanite woman approached him that day. He basically brushed her aside. Why would Jesus initially do this? Was he just having a bad day? Or was there more going on here than meets the eye? In looking for answers to some of my questions, I did some research to provide some background to our reading today, in hopes of clearing up some of my confusion of why Jesus might have acted the way he did. I don't want to make excuses for Jesus' actions, but perhaps shed some light on the culture and antiquity that would lead to this behavior. Jesus and the disciples have been continuing their travels, leaving the safer and well-known regions of the Sea of Galilee and Gennesaret. They have now traveled to the foreign location of Tyre and Sidon. They were not in Kansas anymore, so to speak. In going to these locales, they had entered non-Jewish territory. So he and the disciples would have been considered outsiders. Many would not have even known who Jesus was. And a little bit more research led me to understand that in the eyes of Jewish law, speaking to a Gentile, and a woman at that, in public, would have left the disciples and Jesus defiled and unclean, in retrospect to the literality of the law. And a little bit about the unnamed Canaanite woman. Well, she was an outsider simply because of her gender. She was so unimportant that she didn't even deserve a name in Scripture. She also violated the social norms of the times by even getting the attention of the disciples and Jesus in the first place. But even though she was a Gentile, who likely worshipped Herod, she knew exactly who Jesus was. I'm sure having a sick daughter led her to search out, because she would have heard how he healed the sick. And when she saw him, it gave her that slight glimmer of hope that her daughter could finally be healed. She was a desperate mother and felt she had nothing to lose. So she shouted out and cried to Jesus in a loud voice, saying, "Kyrie eleison, have mercy on me, Lord. Son of David, my daughter is tormented by demons." This nameless woman, this Gentile, begs and pleads for the mercy of Jesus Christ to heal her daughter. But she does so with honor, calling him Lord and Son of David. She simply wants to be seen and heard. What parent or loved one would not do the same thing? But here's where the trouble comes for me, because when she cries out to Jesus, he is silent. He doesn't answer her. Jesus, the one who calls us to love our neighbor, the one who embraces tax collectors and sinners and strangers, the one who heals the sick, does not answer her. He is silent. And when he does speak, he states that he was only sent to the lost sheep of Israel. But this does not stop the woman. She persisted, and she goes so far as to kneel at his feet, saying, "Lord, help me." And then Jesus promptly calls her a dog. But her response? "Yes, Lord. Even the dogs eat the crumbs that fall from their master's table." That right there, folks, is a proverbial mic drop if I have ever heard one. And perhaps Jesus realizes this as well. He wouldn't have understood it in proverbial mic drop speech, but maybe his silence was meant to be a learning opportunity. Maybe it was an opportunity for self-reflection where he began to realize his true mission in the world. God did not only send him to the lost sheep of Israel. God sent him to all of the lost sheep in all of the world. His mission was far greater than he realized. His mission was to show God's abundant love for everyone, where grace and mercy is made known for all. We are all beloved children of God. How often do we let biases control our lives? How often do we dismiss or exclude someone who does not think like us, act like us, or look like us? How often do we take the time to reflect on how we treat one another? How often are we silent when we should be speaking up? The unnamed Canaanite woman in our gospel reading today is a remarkable woman who shows great strength, perseverance, and persistence. She pushed Jesus into brand new territory, helping him to understand the need and the joy to love everyone as a neighbor. She was not asking for any special privilege. She was only asking as a mother that he heal her daughter. Only that he accept her as a child of God. In our first reading this morning from Isaiah, the prophet reminds us, saying, "Let us maintain justice by loving and being in relationship with our neighbor. Let us do what is right in speaking up and out, in shouting our own Kyrie eleison, our own Lord, have mercy. Let us know that the loving arms of God are big enough to hold all in God's care, offering freedom, hope, and healing in a world that is full of pain, sorrow, and brokenness. Let us know that God is here, working in, through, and around us, offering courage and persistence in the times when we think we are alone and weak." Jesus showed us his humanity in his initial treatment of the Canaanite woman. He was, as I like to say most weeks, perfectly imperfect. And in that moment, Jesus may well have learned something about his own faith and theology. The unnamed Canaanite woman's faith gave Jesus an opportunity to see his own faith grow. May we too use this as an opportunity to learn more about ourselves and let our love and kindness be our guide, filling all hearts with acceptance and compassion. May our faith grow as well. Let it be so. Amen. Our hymn of the day is Healer of Our Every Ill, and it's from the ELW number 612. There is also a YouTube link.